Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for you have made this all possible. I'm not going to speak too much because you'll be hearing my voice a lot in the next 3 days. But two different individuals posed a very interesting question to me. They said, how were you able to do this in service when it was so difficult? There was no movement. Prabhupada's books were being written. There was no books yet. The Back to Godhead was mimeographed carbon machine that is obsolete now. There was no movement, they said. There was no road paved. How were you able to carry on? How are you able to do this with great austerities? And I was thinking about what the answer is, and it's just that we want to please our spiritual master, our father who was spoon-feeding us Krishna consciousness. All we wanted to do is to be able to go after whatever we did that day at Prabhupada's behest, making it so interesting and so challenging and pushing the envelope a little bit further. But it was always exciting, never boring. He would always have something new for us to do. And we just, or I just wanted to please him. At the end of the day, what news, Gurdas Ji? And hopefully his smile has always blessed me, forgave me, so compassionate for all the blunders. So we just want to continue. As Maharaj said, in the spirit of Vaishnava love, serving each other, the reward of seeing another smile is the reward in itself. Being kind to one another, we're all rowing the same ship for our captain, Srila Prabhupada. Again, he's made this all possible. He's inspired so many things. And as Maharaj Radhanath Swami, my dear friend, has mentioned, that even people who are not maybe inclined for Krishna consciousness, by Prabhupada's mercy, have come and witnessed our love and our happiness, and that has inspired them. And so we want to continue this inspiration, and I believe Radhanath Swami's mother understood the essence by saying that the Krishna Balaram temple was the best because the toilet facilities were the best, because the function of the toilet is to leave away waste and what is unnecessary, and then you're free to accept what is valuable, Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
The golden temple thing, the hook comes out.
Radhanath Maharaj mentioned earlier that the purpose of our Puna Yatra is to get a surcharge of devotional energy during this one short period, to become so supercharged with devotional energy that it carries us forward. So my greatest feelings now are of appreciation for all of the opportunity to come and get recharged in a place like this, Puna Yatra, and especially to my dear God brother Radhanath Goswami, who by his example has become one of Prabhupada's leading lights, someone who has taken Prabhupada's teaching and realized it to the perfect point. He has become a moon among all the stars that we fade in by comparison to his spiritual advancement. So my deep and most humble thanks are to you. And to Krishna Chandra and to Srinathji and all the wonderful devotees who have made all of this possible for us. Many, many thanks.
Om Agyanati Marandasya Gananjana Sarakaya Chakshuan Vinitam Nina Tasmai Shigurave Namaha Mukam Koroti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Garim Nyakripatam Aham Bandhi Shigurundina Taruna. I will not speak long. Marge has already, as usual, captured the essence of the mood that's required for every function. He knows how to immediately tune in and capture the essence, and immediately bring everybody and take everybody's heart and put it right in the right place so that we can be proper receptacles for actually accepting the greatest mercy available to all of us, pure Krishna consciousness. So I wouldn't want to disrupt that mood by speaking too much, at least at this time. You'll probably hear enough of me in the next few days. So I just like to... graciously accept the kind hospitality that has been given to me by being afforded the opportunity to come and to participate in this yatra. I'm very grateful. Maharaj spoke in his talk, mentioned many points, important points. One of the points was about gratitude, and how it actually gratitude is the essence of our practicing Krishna consciousness. If we actually feel a sense of gratitude within our hearts for the great gift that is being given to us, it means that we've understood how valuable something is in our life. The more we realize how valuable it is, the more our gratitude increases. That's the nature of this gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us in the association of Vaishnavas. Is simply an opportunity to more and more increase our gratitude, and with each and ever-increasing feeling of gratitude, an opportunity to reciprocate by offering something in return which is insignificant in comparison to what we are being given. In fact, if we calculate our whole progress in Krishna consciousness, we'll actually be able to look back and see how that some gratitude within our heart has awakened within us a desire to offer something in return. And then the more we offer in return in genuine gratitude, the more that kind of keeps on coming, and you just cannot, it won't stop. That's what Srila Prabhupada has actually given us, is this opportunity to experience a dynamic exchange of reciprocal love, of which Srila Prabhupada, of course, is the fountainhead of that love for Krishna, and therefore he's having touched our hearts and having given us an opportunity to take part in his mission, we all feel some sense of gratitude. Recently, I was just even listening to the talks, the Silver Jubilee talks. I was not able to take part in that event in January of 2003, but I was very, very anxious. I wanted to get a hold of copies of these talks and just hear the devotees speak about their realizations that were manifested within their hearts and in the early days of the early 1970s in the establishment of the Bombay Temple. I remember both Guru Das Prabhu and Shyamasundar Prabhu making these points, as Guru Das Prabhu even said tonight, that living for Srila Prabhupada's smile. And even when Radhanath Maharaj tonight, I have to be honest, that when Radhanath Maharaj, he said, when he talked about these devotees, when they went to London, and when he said how much Srila Prabhupada was pleased by their efforts to establish Krishna consciousness, tears were coming from my eyes. I couldn't control it. Just the thought of that smile. It's the most, for a devotee, that smile is the most captivating experience that you just don't want to, you don't want to lose. The smile, that Prabhupada had this way of radiating a smile that would just go from ear to ear. And that smile was just, it was life itself. And these devotees had the opportunity to see it on a daily basis in reciprocation for their hard efforts that they did, they made to please Srila Prabhupada. And then what would they do? They would struggle, simply perform great austerities just for another smile. That's all they wanted in return. Just another opportunity just to see that smile. And I was listening to Shyamasundar, such wonderful talk, and he was expressing this point. And I had my MP3 player, I was on the plane actually. Tears were coming from my eyes again. Just this thought of that smile. It's the nature of Prabhupada showing gratitude for service. And and the devotees, just seeing that gratitude, he wants to do more to please Srila Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada would always smile again. Of course, sometimes Prabhupada, as we know, he would be harsh. He could also chastise, but that was also such mercy. But it's our life. It's our life. And I'm sure we'll hear these experiences from these great devotees who've actually had the opportunity to daily witness that smile and reciprocation for everything they did. And by seeing these devotees in my presence, it just gives me great hope, because I always prayed someday that I could make Srila Prabhupada smile like they made Srila Prabhupada smile. And I know that although they made Srila Prabhupada smile in a day-to-day experience, that I want to, at least, as I've done many times before, I know that in our midst we have a devotee who's also capable of making Srila Prabhupada smile every day. And I'm very grateful to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, because I have no doubt in my heart that although Prabhupada may not be personally present, he is personally present in the hearts of his followers. And I, by your presence here for this wonderful Puniyatra, your presence and your commitment to spreading Krishna consciousness, I can understand that Srila Prabhupada is smiling on him and smiling on all of you for your efforts to serve him and assisting him to make Srila Prabhupada smile. This gratitude is something that can just, it's ever expansive and very deep, like a very great ocean. And as Maharaj said, it's actually the essence of our existence in bhakti yoga. And the more we appreciate how fortunate we are to have the opportunity to be in the association of such wonderful Vaishnavas who know how to make Srila Prabhupada smile, then it will only help us more and more to dedicate our lives to assisting Srila Prabhupada and all these wonderful devotees and continuing Prabhupada's mission for spreading Krishna consciousness into every nook and corner throughout this entire world. Because We know that's what makes Srila Prabhupada smile, is when he sees Krishna consciousness expanding. And any little effort made, it doesn't have to be something very big to make Srila Prabhupada smile. Prabhupada could be satisfied even with the smallest endeavor. What really makes Prabhupada smile is the desire to do something to please him. And ultimately, he takes that and he offers it to Krishna. He is simply wanting to offer a garland of devotees, place it around Krishna's neck. And in this way, Krishna smiles upon him, he smiles upon us, and such wonderful devotees that we will see smiling in the next few days will smile upon all of you for assisting them and spreading Krishna consciousness. And that's all that's required to go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada is so kind and so merciful, as Radhanath Maharaj also presented tonight in his talk, that we have the opportunity to achieve the highest benediction that could possibly accomplish in the human form of life, to actually enter into the transcendental lila, the pastimes of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, simply by taking part in this effort to make Srila Prabhupada smile. That's all that's required. It's not a cheap thing. We know that we have to struggle. There are many difficulties that need to be overcome. But Prabhupada is pleased by these efforts that we make every day to go on and to try to give Krishna consciousness to others and to become Krishna conscious ourselves. So I feel very grateful for the opportunity to be invited to take part in this festival. And I'm quite confident that if the devotees take up the spirit with which His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has so nicely spoken about this evening, to give ourselves completely and totally and to hearing and chanting this Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan throughout every day that we are here, then certainly we'll be able to capture a smile from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who's given us this instruction upon us, because we know that he wants nothing more for all of us than all of us to be happy in Krishna consciousness. So I thank him very much for his association and for the opportunity to give me some opportunity to render some service to him, and to that he has allowed me to say these few words about him, which is not something that's very easy most of the time. Hare Krishna.
It's true. Nama Om Vishnu Badai Krishna Bastai Bhutale Shimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvisesa, Sunyavadi, Pastyatya Desatarine. Actually, I feel quite embarrassed, to be honest, amongst all these great souls here who have dedicated their life and their heart and everything to pleasing Srila Prabhupada. And I always find that when I come in association with such devotees, I hope to gain more of appreciation and a more of a enthusiasm to try to come up to a higher standard of that same mood of devotion. And I know where to go to find it, and that's in association with Radhanath Maharaj, because he always attracts the greatest devotees from everywhere to come to associate with him in these wonderful programs and festivals and satsangs. So I'm actually quite selfish. I came here as a personal motivation to get some purification, to get a little bit of enthusiasm, to try to maybe make Prabhupada smile a little bit better, a little more. And that, as Niranjana Maharaj says, that is actually the greatest pleasure. As he was repeating Radhanath Maharaj, that one. When another devotee becomes happy, or the spiritual master becomes happy, or the Lord becomes happy by one's efforts to make them happy, then that is actually the greatest happiness. And that is actually bhakti. that mood of trying to serve and please others. So I came as a beggar. I have nothing really to offer except the hope that someday I'll also be able to get that mood of devotional service. But please be patient and don't kick me away yet. There's hope, because Prabhupada's mercy is great, and I know that even I can, if I stay in association with such great souls, maybe I can also make Krishna and the devotees smile also. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Radhanath Maharaj ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinda ki jai.
Namaste, Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani Pacharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pasketari Sadhana. Hare Krishna. I wanted to thank all the devotees for all the work that they put into arranging this festival. It's no small task at all. But I think the results will be very glorious, as they always are every year. I think one thing that attracts us all to the gatherings like this is that we can sense that devotees care about us. And that was Srila Prabhupada's outstanding quality, that he actually cared about every individual person he came in contact with. Whether it be an ordinary housewife or the head of a country, all of them could feel that Prabhupada cared. Sometimes he was angry even, but in that anger he also showed that he cared. So I think that caring mood is very attracting for all of us. I didn't expect to come, our family didn't expect to come this year, and when we finally made the decision to come, we emailed Krishna Chandra Prabhu. And his response was so caring and welcoming to us, to please come. This will be, I think he said, the icing on the cake. So we just felt very encouraged to come to the Pune Yatra. And also give the experience to our youngest daughter, Hari Priya. Give her an experience of the devotional mood that we find at these festivals. I remember we brought Amrita to India when she was around 10 years old. That's also Hari Priya's age. And tremendously influenced her, the devotional mood of the devotees living in Mayapur, living in Jagannath Puri. And she immediately picked up the culture. In fact, she asked me at age 11, Amrita, she said, please fix me up with a husband because I don't want my mind to wander at age 11 after living in India for 6 months. So we can't, well, to speak of living in India, living in the association of devotees, we can't imagine the good fortune of those who are able to enter into that association. So again, thank you so much for organizing this festival, and thank you everyone for coming. Let's all become immersed in caring for each other and serving each other. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I also have come as a beggar. I took some, it's funny, everybody I meet says to me, where are all your girls? I feel like my arms and my legs and my head are missing. But somehow I came alone this time to India to get some spiritual rejuvenation, to try and hear more deeply Srila Prabhupada's instruction, Srila Prabhupada's desire, Krishna's message. And so I was in Vrindavan for 2.5 weeks. And then I thought, well, like the icing on the cake, I have to come to Pune. And I know that in your all association, I'll get to hear and chant and be in the presence of so much Krishna consciousness that if I can just somehow open my heart and open my ears, then I'll become enlivened and enthusiastic to go back. I can't stay with you the whole festival. I have to return to America on the 25th and then pick up my students and come back to India again to travel, to go to Mayapur. But unfortunately, they won't get the opportunity to come here and associate with all of you. Actually, it's interesting. Srila Prabhupada, his mood of giving Krishna consciousness to others, his compassion, which is sometimes, when I think about it, it's unbelievable how he was able to kind of blow life into people who were kind of wandering around the earth, not knowing at all why or what their purpose of life was. And then by his association, by strictly following his instructions, other devotees have become so effulgent and so empowered that by their association too, that enthusiasm and that ability to imbibe the potency of Krishna consciousness and the effulgence of Srila Prabhupada, it spreads. And so several years ago I was here at Pune and people were talking about how His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj had the power to enthuse so many other devotees and bring people to Krishna consciousness. And I mentioned at that time that one thing that so much impressed me is that he came to Alachua, which is kind of considered somehow a retirement home for Prabhupada disciples. And there are so many devotees there, 200 Prabhupada disciples actually live in Alachua. Many persons who used to be GBC, some who even used to be sannyasis. But when Maharaj comes, they all become very enlivened and somehow they all come to the temple and the mood becomes so enlivened and so enthusiastic. So one of the small services that I try to render in Alachua is to bring His Holiness Radhanath Swami to Alachua on a regular basis. And I have a tug of war, sometimes with Malati, and sometimes with other devotees, you know. And wait a minute, you can't bring him there. He has to come here. He's a GBC in New Vrindavan. He hardly ever spends any time there. But still, somehow, by his mercy, he comes, and he enlivens us all in devotional service. And actually, I've seen him. I've seen him with my students. I've seen him with so many other devotees. Actually changed lives in very obvious, very dramatic ways, just by the potency of his reflection of Srila Prabhupada's compassion. And then also now, I see that the devotees here, the devotees in Pune, the devotees in Radha Gopinath Mandir, are also becoming so empowered to reflect that potency of Srila Prabhupada and radiating from this yatra and so many other yatras all over. I hear all over ISKCON the desire to develop the culture, the compassion, the determination in Krishna consciousness that's displayed by all of you. So I'm here for a couple of days and I hope to be able to absorb some of that. I thank you very much for having me here and all glories to your service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, I'd like to offer my respectful and fallen obeisances at the lotus feet of the assembly of exalted Vaishnavas, and particularly His Holiness Sridhar Radhanath Swami. And I too would like to thank the organizers of this really miraculous yatra for the incredible effort they make into making each one of us feel like a very special and honored guest. Actually, when I was listening to all these wonderful, inspiring words being spoken, I realized that what's going to happen here is a very interesting agricultural event, that we are all being thrown together like little seeds, and there's going to be some taking care of these seeds, and these seeds are going to grow a little bit and grow a little bit more until the end of the yatra. There will be a whole cultivated field of beautiful flower-like hearts with warm smiles, happy hearts, because of the gracious association being provided and the wonderful orchestration of this event. And the main gardener is Radhanath Maharaj, assisted by so many other capable Vaishnavas. I don't even qualify as a beggar. I'm so fallen, I don't even know how to beg. But at the same time, I am also here for my own purification. That is my selfish intent. And so I hope that somehow or other, in spite of my selfishness, I can be of some service to all of you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.